listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. WA's peak housing and homelessness advocacy body is hoping for good news ahead of this afternoon's state budget announcement. Shelter WA hoping to see the government use its recent announcements as a base to better support other areas of the sector. CEO Kath Snell says one of the things they want to see is more investments into cost of living relief packages for those already living in social housing.
We just really feel that the government must centre this year's budget on housing and homelessness. We're already seeing that to a certain degree. We've had a couple of great announcements already. We're really hopeful that we'll see even more of that.
More than 2,600 submissions were received following public consultation on the proposed offshore wind farm in Geographe Bay. The Department of Energy is now working through the community feedback, but say it could take several months. It'll guide the federal government in making their decision, including whether the area and size is suitable. 14 regional WA projects are set to share in more than $130,000 in funding. It's part of the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal's Strengthening Rural Communities scheme, benefiting four projects in the state's south. The FRRR's Marjolaine Righart says it includes a boost for the Great Southern Community Legal Service.
So that's a project to help the service provide video-based legal consultations, and we thought that was just a really important project in this post-pandemic environment in particular, where, you know, so much of what we're trying to do now is online.
In sport, a new place to golf in the southwest, Margaret River's CBCO to open a new short iron range, the 100-square-metre site to feature six bays. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.